Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, coming to you once again from beautiful Saratoga Springs in upstate New York. Unfortunately, it's been a bit of a wet week, but nothing can dampen the beauty of these views. Unfortunately for the Democrats, there's nothing but dampening for their foreseeable future. Check this out. I just analyzed voter registration data from 30 states, and what I found will completely change the way you think about 2026 and 2028. The numbers are so devastating for Democrats that party insiders are openly panicking about what's coming next. And this isn't opinion or speculation. This is hard data from official state voter registration records covering over 200 million potential voters. And what we're seeing is nothing less than the largest shift in American political momentum that most people haven't even noticed yet. By the end of this video, you will understand exactly why the electoral map is about to be redrawn permanently. Let's start with Pennsylvania, the state that decided the last election. In just 1 month, Republicans registered 5,000 new voters, while Democrats lost 3,000. That's an 8,000 vote swing in 30 days. Now, if this trend continues, Pennsylvania will not be a swing state by 2028. By the time JD assumes the mantle, as it were, Pennsylvania be more akin to a red state like Ohio than any other state. But Pennsylvania isn't alone. North Carolina saw 3,000 new Republican registrations and 5,000 Democrat losses. Nevada gained 1,000 Republicans, lost 2,000 Democrats. And here's where it gets really interesting. States that weren't even competitive are shifting red. So New Mexico, historically blue, gained 1,000 Republicans, lost 1,000 Democrats in a single month. New Jersey, right next to deep blue New York right here, gained 2,000 Republicans while losing 5,000 Democrats. And then, of course, you have red states getting even redder. So Florida, for example, gained 20,000 Republicans and lost 10,000 Democrats. It's a 30,000 voter swing in a single month. So at this rate, Florida is becoming as red as Texas, which also continues to get redder and redder. And there's a key reason for that. The latest census projections and housing market data is completely rewriting the American political map. The numbers are so catastrophic that even liberal think tanks are sounding the alarm about what's coming next. So we're looking at the largest population shift in modern American history, and it's all moving in one direction, as far away as possible from the Democrat Party. Bottom line, blue states are hemorrhaging residents, all the while red states are gaining them in mass. And even purple states are turning redder as a result. And here's the devastating reality. If current population trends continue through the 2030 census, which all signs suggest that they will, Texas and Florida will each gain 4 electoral votes, while California loses 4 and New York loses 2. It's a 20 electoral vote swing in favor of Republican states. But here's the kicker. In 2024, Trump won by 312 electoral votes. Under the projected 2030 map, those same states would give him 332 electoral votes. It's almost impossible for Democrats to get to 270. Biden's 306 vote victory in 2020 would shrink to just barely 280 votes in the new map. And to make it worse, Democrats won't be winning those same states because of the voter registration trends. They're turning red. So this isn't just about 2026 or 2028. This is about the next decade of American politics. So here's the terrifying reality for Democrats. They're trapped in an electoral doom loop of their own making. So their policies have made their states completely unaffordable, unlivable. 8 of the 10 states with the highest housing costs are all solid blue states. Their high taxes, their income taxes, property taxes, their imploding cities all contribute to a mass exodus of leftugees, as we like to call them. So their policies are creating miserable conditions. Those miserable conditions drive out families, which then in turn costs these blue states electoral votes, which makes it harder to win elections. So that's the doom loop they're all caught up in. So here's an interesting stat. By 2030, the South will have 164 House seats, which is the most House seats they've ever had in our nation's history. The Democratic strategy of winning the blue wall states will no longer be enough to reach 270 electoral votes. Even if Democrats swept Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, they still fall short of 270 with the new map. The Republican lock in the Electoral College will be nearly unbreakable. So as things stand, based on this data, here's my prediction for the 2028 electoral map. I think Pennsylvania goes from swing state to lean Republican. Florida becomes solid red akin to Texas. Georgia and North Carolina move from toss-ups to likely Republican. And here's the big one. States like Virginia, New Jersey, New Hampshire, Maine, Minnesota, New Mexico, they're all the new swing states. Those become the new toss-ups. The current swing state map all moves lean red. So this is really the biggest political story that nobody's talking about. The mainstream media won't cover this because, of course, it contradicts their narrative. So that's why you have your Patriot Professor here at your service. So what do you think? Let me know in the comments section below. And as always, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. And if you ever get a chance, you got to come out to Saratoga Springs. Maybe we'll go together sometime. You'll love it. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.